And where is Beata? How is Beata doing?
Up and down.
Up and down? Where you live, Beata?
Oslo.
That's why, thank you for your wonderful and lovely guidance. I want to use the opportunity to ask you a question. After satsang today, I was feeling that something in me is blocking me from the love. Like there is something that stops it from coming the whole way to the heart. Can you help me to open up? Sometimes I feel desperate to find peace and love. And at the same time, I block it. Amazing. I feel so lucky to be in your presence. Thank you, love, Beata. It is amazing, Beata. But that is a great insight, how we long for peace and love. Now you have realized that. You have felt that. That is a great sign. And then you also are aware, at the same time, you are blocking it. And everybody does that. It's amazing because we are split. And to let go and to find peace and love, you have to let go then. And then everybody is afraid because what will happen? And you have learned to keep it together. Yeah, you have to keep it together. You are grown-up woman, you're a grown-up man, you have to keep it together. Don't fall apart. But I tell you the good news, there is a bad way to fall apart and it's a good way to fall apart. Most people, they only know about the bad way. It's mental breakdown, collapse. That they know about because they know only the negative. There is another breakdown, which is a breakdown of your ego, so your heart can come back. Or this crust around your heart. There has become a crust around the heart, very hard shell. And inside, there is a peep, peep, peep. It wants to come out from the egg. It wants to come out and grow. And it dreams about flying. The bird, the little bird, he doesn't know yet he can fly, but in his dreams, he is dreaming it. He remembers something. I am a bird. I can fly, but I have forgotten. But first, you have to come out of the egg. But it's safe in the egg. So this is the conflict, because it's safe to be in control, but then you will stop everything. You say, thank you for your wonderful and lovely guidance. I want to use the opportunity to ask you a question. After satsang today, I was feeling that something in me is blocking me from the love. Like there is something that stops it from coming the whole way to the heart. And that's what I call the homework, you know. First you have to be responsible and feel yourself. Very few people feel themselves. That's why they never get aware of these things. You can talk to almost anybody. They don't know what you talk about if you were to tell them this. But no, you start feeling, you start observing yourself. Then you get aware of your blocks. So now, then how to get rid of the blocks? That's what all this medicine is for, removing the blocks. All the meditation, the climate here, the people, everything is for removing the blocks.
I feel like I was in a prison, but the dynamic was very good, because I feel today I kicked a wall down. So.
Yeah. You should tell Satya. Where is Satya? You kicked the wall down.
I also have been very afraid of dynamic.
Yeah.
Because what happened? I didn't lose control.
Exactly. Exactly. You innocent woman, Beate, that's why this you see this now. And luckily you have a crazy master, he understands you. Yeah, sometimes it's like that. You will get your own insight very easily when you don't have done so much. People who have been long time on the so-called spiritual path, they are so full of it. It's very difficult. You have different conditions. You have your normal condition, and then you have your spiritual condition. Sometimes the spiritual condition is even worse to let go. But this is very simple. The thing is very simple, and you saw it. You have been afraid. You've been holding yourself back. No, you've been listening to me. You start getting the courage. You start understanding. It comes from your own understanding. Then you are more total. Then you tear down the wall. No, you feel happy, no, a relief. This is the new beginning. Because the fear will hold you back. Fear of what? Of losing control. Yeah? So it's a conflict then. You are afraid of losing control. But you can't have freedom if you don't have the courage to let go, to lose control. And when you lose control, then, for the first time, you will be in control. It's a paradox. Because no, something in you is very afraid. You are afraid of fear. Then you are a slave. That's why you are very frozen. Oh, I don't like this. Oh, I don't like that. I'm so sensitive. Huh? You can do anything. Why? Wake up, have the courage. At least experiment. Then you get the courage, you go, you lose control. Then everything is relaxed then. Then you have no more fear of losing control. Then something else, then you are for the first time in control. But not as an ego, but as yourself. So it's very strange, but you don't see it before you have done it. And that is what it is. You say, after satsang, I was feeling that something in me is blocking me from the love. There cannot be any fear and tensions in love. You have to see then what is holding you back. This is the questions you have to find yourself. First you have to find what is blocking you, what is the fear, where is your most difficult area. Then you have to feel that and see that, and am I ready? And if you have felt love, which you have done, that is what gives you courage. You come here, then a different understanding starts happening. That will give you courage to experiment with yourself. Then you see that this love, this understanding, is much more powerful than any fear. But we've been using so much energy to hold ourselves back. We got used to it, with all kinds of excuses. That's why the first thing I tell you have to be responsible for yourself. And you can't even be responsible for yourself before you start understanding who you are. What you are doing, what your blocks are, what your problems are. And that, many times, that hurts. Because you want to be so nice and spiritual and happy and we know everything. And then you realize you're just a mess. Huh? But to rearrange, then you first have to see the fact as it is. Then everything is possible. It's like spring cleaning. No? You had this house, oh yes, it's so nice. Like you go on painting it outside. Oh yes, it's so nice. And the neighbors come, oh, you change color again, so beautiful. And I never go inside, because inside is just a mess. It smells. And all the pictures of all the grandfathers and the grandmother, you just go in and you look at it, and it looks like, oh, ghost house. And you want to hold all these sacred things from the past and all the dust. And then suddenly one day, something happens and you throw out everything. And then the neighbor say, this is unbelievable. All this junk come from your house? How did it fit in there? From the outside it looks so nice. You must be very happy. You have thrown all that out now. Then the artist singing and painting inside, and suddenly you have a lot of space. Before you had just a little. The house is the same. Everything looked the same, but inside is much more space because all the old furniture is out. And what to say about your inner furniture? People are even afraid of throwing out the old sofa. Attached. My grandmother had it. My mother gave it to me. I want to give it to my children, even if it hurts to sit in it. You have to look at your own situation and get rid of what you don't need. Make more space. So this is why it is. If something is blocking me from the love, like there is something that stops it from coming the whole way to the heart. Yeah, it is all these old furniture and thoughts and feelings and being afraid and not allowing your energy. But this is good, because this conflict, most people are not aware of it, and when you start seeing it, then you can help it, like you are doing. Can you help me to open it? Yes. Sometimes I feel desperate to find peace and love, and at the same time I block it. It's amazing. It is amazing, but no, you have seen it, Beata, and you do it, and you have already some keys now to unblock it. I feel so lucky to be in your presence. Thank you, love, Beata. You're a good woman, because you say in your presence. So it's something that is working beyond the words. You already feel. And this presence is what will work. It melts the ice. Nothing to do. If you have ice, you put it in the sun, it melts then. It's just to sit in the sun, then it melts by itself. You have to listen and understand. It's very good. It's a new beginning, Beata. It's springtime. Spring cleaning. We are so used to holding ourselves back. Just the other day, we talked about totality. And totality can only happen when you let go. And totality is freedom. That is courage. But then you have to let go then, and you have to try. You can't think that you know. You have to experience it. And if you can't even let go of your body, how can you let go of your mind? If you can't even let go of your mind, how can you let go of your heart? Open your heart. And people are so tense and stiff, even in their physical body, in their mental bodies, in the emotional bodies. You have to start seeing your own situation. And you use so much anasi to hold yourself back. If all that anasi had been free, no problem then. You have more than enough anasi. Again and again people complain, no? They get tired, they don't know what to do, they're confused. Because you're all the time fighting with yourself. You are not total. You have to learn to be total. And dynamic is a great way to practice totality. And some people, they come even, oh, I want to do meditation. But they are not total. They just stand up. So afraid to let go, so afraid to give a little bit of totality. And then I say, no, it didn't work. Of course it didn't work. Nothing works. And you can't surprise yourself that anything works because you're so used to nothing works. You are so asleep that you can't push yourself. What will happen? Maybe you wake up. Oh my God. So you want to, at the same time, you are resisting. And you have to see this game you are playing with yourself. If you go to a meditation, be total. If you come here, be total. If you have some work you want to do, be total and do it. That is meditation. Whatever you have decided to do, do it. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's chopping the vegetables, or working in the garden, or getting a divorce, do it if you have decided. Or do dynamic, then do it. Don't go to some place and just be a hangdog. And that's what you are. So many times you go, but you are not, no, I can't manage. Because you're so full of yourself, you don't have the totality, you don't have the guts to let go. And you're so used to this constriction in yourself. Because there's always two voices. One say this and one say that. One want to do it and the other doesn't want to do it. But you have to see the situation. Why doesn't it want to do it? Because you want to keep your control. No, decide. If you want to be free, you have to let go. Then this fear will hold you back. But it comes by your own understanding. Remember, fear will always create a division in you, a split. But there's nothing to be afraid of. But we are very used to be just wishy-washy, no? If you decide something, then do it. And especially, everything here is about totality. If you're going to do meditation, if you're going to be here at all, if you're going to look at yourself, if you're going to grow, be total. Everything in nature, it's total. How can a flower grow just 10%? And this is what you are trying. You're trying to grow, but it's so hard, I don't know. Let go. Then existence itself, it will grow you. Just loosen your grip. Everything happen. This is a natural soil. It's just up to you. Are you ready to let go? The medicine is available. Very good, brother. Thank you. dear Swaha, I would like to thank you, and a lot of things have changed after our talk in Ibirakera. Pedro, where's Pedro? How are you doing, man? Huh? You look pretty comfortable there. Yeah? We had a talk in Ibirakera. Huh? What I talked? Huh? What I talked?
You said, Pedro, don't think.
Don't think. That sounds like me. And how has that been going now? You haven't been thinking now since Ibirakera? Did you listen? Did you listen? Tell him. Right?
Oh, no.
Huh?
No, I didn't think.
You didn't think. Pedro, very good man. This is, you only read about these all scriptures from India, just the first word of the master. It's like Nisargadatta Maharaj. He just listened to his master, that was it. No doubt. You don't need anything more. Don't think. And you are happy. I would like to thank you. A lot of things changed after our talk in Ibirakera. Thank you for having showed me the way to be followed, of showing me the door to be opened. Fantastic. The door was not locked. I just needed to open it and come in. It was so easy. It was so easy to change my life. Thank you. Thank you. To simply do what I had to do, to be free, to make life simpler, to follow my heart. There were no losses or damages. Much by the contrary, only gains. Thank you, thank you. I know you are here, Pedro. Huh? And it went right. It was so good. Very nice. It's more safe to be here than when you don't think. Interesting, exciting, simple. I don't know. But during this Nataraj meditation, we were just dancing and I went deeper in my own being. I became more free. And the more I felt the sensation of change, of the now, of the new. And this feeling started to grow. And as my body was softly swaying and my heart set on fire, a mixture of love and peace also grew. And the sum of these feelings made me feel big, a giant. I could feel all the love and peace present in the room. And I also saw you laughing. Laughing, enjoying this party. I could not stop laughing and crying. These were the only reactions I had. It was exceptionally fantastic. Thank you, thank you once again. Thank you with all my respect and love, Pedro. Welcome, Pedro.
Thank you.
Yes. You like it here? Ron?
Yeah.
It's not too cold. You, it's okay. Yeah, slow. It will. Everything will change, no? But who cares? Who cares? Yeah.
I don't care.
No. I feel so good. Who cares? I know, that's how it is. I'm happy, Pedro. I also don't care. I feel good. Who cares? We are the lucky ones. No, who cares? Who cares? P.S. But the fight against the mind still goes on. What? No? Yeah?
Mine's very strong.
Yeah? Not enlightened yet? Huh? P.S. But the fight against the mind still goes on. It's not yet won. It's like the Joker playing tricks and leaving one in doubt. Or we could say like one of those little devils that stands on the shoulder whispering things in one's ear. That's it. But you know, I give you a secret technique. First, I told you, don't think. Yeah? And this technique, you don't need any thinking. But this is the second teaching, Pedro. When these devils come, okay? Again and again. Yeah. Whatever. Hey, if they are sticking, you just punch also. It's also a punch. Whatever way. Sooner or later, I know they are tricky because they've been there a long time. So you just have to keep on till they get the message. They are not welcome. Hmm? You can try and try and try, but you don't give up. That's the main thing. Just get them off. Hmm? Shake them off. And what works very good also is laughing. Hmm? Because they are very serious people.
Bajilo ji Hanuman.
One poet said, when you look into a newborn baby's eyes, you see God. When I look into the eyes of a newborn baby, tears fill my eyes. When I sit at your feet, listening, looking, drinking, you, tears fill my eyes. Something overwhelming that has no words. Yes, a heart surgery, yes. On a heart suffering from pain, huge pain, from this lifetime and from many, many lifetimes, it feels like. So this operation you have done on my heart is life-saving, soul-saving. Without the Master, I would be lost, not finding the way home to the depths of my being. And you ignited this flame that had almost gone out for for 9 years. For that, I'm forever thankful. Beloved Master, who wakes up our sleeping spirits, a grateful thanks from all the cells of my body and from the bottom of the hearts, forever yours, Anandita. I love you. This is the miracle and the mystery of a master and a disciple. And what Brahmanand was talking about in his poem yesterday, it is happening. And that is beautiful. May all the hearts be healed and the sleeping spirits awake. Aum Shanti.